Now, we actually didn't just have Judith Ferry Baker on the program to talk about a 60-year-old assassination of a sitting president, as important as that is. No, believe it or not, her life is a lot more interesting even than that. Remember, Judith Ferry is a biology research prodigy. She has extensive experience in biological research. And according to Judith, back when she was working to craft bioweapons, they had her working with mRNA. That means that she has her own take on the fibrous clots that are popping up in so many dead bodies ever since the COVID shots were rolled out. Judith Ferry Baker is with us now for part two of this interview. Thank you so much for sticking around with us. So you had experience working with mRNA, and you think that you might know what these fibrous clot-looking materials are.
Oh, well, that's fibrinogen. You know, of course, it's part of what is in a blood clot, but it's being overexpressed. However, let's go back to my first experience in understanding bioweapons when just a few years before we moved to Palmetto, Florida, the U.S. government sprayed Palmetto with whooping cough. A lot of people there got very ill, and some of them were hospitalized. We don't know if any died. It was on our own people. They do that, okay? And there's not very much regard to it. Of course, we know that MK Ultra, you know, they sprayed hallucinogens in the subway and tried them out on people. They've given doses to important people even, and somehow they walk right off, you know, right off a cliff or something. These things go on. I didn't know much about that until I got to New Orleans. I had no idea that how many people were concerned about what was going on in the project. This is because of ethical problems. It had to do, first of all, with using prisoners who were volunteers who were not being told that if they volunteered for this, if the material worked, it would kill them. This is how I got in trouble and was eventually kicked out of the program because I was Judy Ferry when I joined the program. I had married in between before I fell in love with Lee and realized a big mistake I met Lee, and it was too late to stop my marriage plans with Mr. Baker. But I became Mrs. Robert Ellison Baker III, and I joined the Mormons, and that's the way to hide. First of all, nobody can trace you anymore. If you're only Sister Baker, they don't even know your first name.
Now, detractors of this program and detractors of yours are going to say, Judith Ferry is a crazy, unhinged conspiracy theorist and a liar. To them, what do you say?
Well, I have witnesses. I also have a number of people like, well, Jim Mars, who was also, remember, maligned for all his investigations. He turned out to be right, didn't he, about everything. That man sat with me and looked at my materials. You see, they don't read my book. They don't look at my documents. They don't look at the evidence files I have of the work I did. I mean, put them in a room with me. I'll get control of myself here.
I understand.
I feel like I'm a woman against an evil guy.
I argue with Jesus about my anger almost every day. It's righteous indignation, right? I mean, look, we're living in the empire of lies under a ruling elite that want us dead and are trying to actively kill our children.
If we attack by these trolls, you're over the target. It's a badge of honor to be called a conspiracy theorist today.
That's right.
Absolutely.
About
what's going on.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't tagged as mRNA back then, all right? But we definitely knew what was going on. The SV40 monkey virus is what was actually mutated. We used a linear particle accelerator over at U.S. Public Health Service near the Crippled Children's Hospital in New Orleans. Dr. Alton Ochsner was in charge. Why? Because he had a grandson that in front of the press and everybody, got everybody together and ejected that boy and his little sister, who was a couple of years older, with a vaccine, polio vaccine, from Cutter Labs. And 11 days later, his grandson was dead. And his granddaughter had polio. That's when Dr. Ochsner realized that we listen and believe our doctors when maybe we shouldn't. And he was an excellent, top of his line. And then he realized in 1960, you see that Ochsner comes out and says, doctors, and this went all over the United States, doctors need to join the Cold War. And he did. And the CIA, we have records showing that until November of 1963, they were still associated with Oxford's clinic, CIA. We have those records. And of course, that's when Kennedy was shot.
Well, Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, is no secret anymore. We've exposed the fact that he is the inventor, the creator, the person solely responsible. If you're going to point at one person, it would be Ralph Barrick for the SARS-CoV-2 genetic sequences.
Well, good for you. You had, back in January of 2020, I looked at the genome, and because before the Chinese pulled out some key parts, you know, and they executed the guy who put all of it together and showed it to us. So I'm looking at the genome, and I know all the sequences because I have a memory that won't quit. Okay. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands, but there you look for certain changes because these respiratory viruses, they're extremely complex, enormous. They mutate quickly. This is why it's silly to get a vaccine against them, because whatever you create, it's going to pop around it because it'll make another strange little mutation, and that vaccine isn't going to work. But they'll make a lot of money for the companies doing that. Now, that same respiratory virus, I looked at the genome, said, dear God, somebody took a machete to this thing. There's no way an animal could have gone through this kind of set of animals.
Born in the wild.
Then I looked at Chapel Hill. I looked at University of North Carolina, the last place I knew they were working on this. This is, believe me, you're right on target. Most people don't realize it's University of North Carolina is where we find the first evidence. The Chinese scientists working there for some 8 years. And what happens? There's anti-Chinese sentiment during the Trump administration. And what? They're kicked out of University of North Carolina after being there for years. 6 months later, we have COVID.
In East Palestine, Ohio right now, journalists, the press that's trying to cover this Chernobyl-type event are being arrested.
You realize how they should have handled that? Here's what you have this toxic material. The last thing you want to do is set it on fire. You try to drain it off, okay, into new containers. You don't set it on fire. This is not only insane, but it creates a heck of a lot of interest. If the UFOs doesn't do it, that'll do it. So we'll never get around to the fact that we are uncovering the crime of the century, or of any century, probably.
That's right.
Genocide. It is actually, they're killing our people.
Do not be distracted by UFOs and fake China spy balloons. Right. Do not be distracted by the Super Bowl and by Damar Hamlin or whoever's pretending to be him. Do not be distracted by any of these investigative hearings or, you know, these committee hearings. When was the last time a Republican-led investigation or committee hearing made a difference in your life? It never has. We are the bad guys.
Look at what Richard Nixon did, for heaven's sakes. Richard Nixon is one that made it possible for us to have these clinics that are for profit and made it far more profitable for insurance companies and so on to go and peddle. Do you realize that insurance companies will never go out of business in the United States? They make so much money. They're the ones that decide what kind of medical treatment you're going to get.
That's right. This is killing for cash. This is murdering for money. And the hospitals, which are for-profit businesses, are colluding with insurance companies
to kill
Americans.
Let's go back to the virus, because when that thing first came out and I detected, I sent out 200 handbooks in March 2020 telling them to get yourself ultraviolet lights, get D3, and a couple months later, I said, and added to the vitamin D3 and quercetin, I said, get quinine, because they're not going to let you use the hydroxy CQ. Okay, they're not going to do it. And of course, they didn't. Because why? Why? That would have wiped out the symptoms. I got COVID, and I had it for 12 hours. And I'm going on 80. Okay, I was not vulnerable. Why? Because I got my D3. That's the first thing. Our country, we always have flu season every year, folks. Listen, we have flu season because you go into the house and you're not getting enough sunlight to create vitamin D3, and then you're vulnerable to the flu. So what do the CDC say? Get inside, stay quarantined, stay close to each other so you can pass this to the whole family. And whatever you do, don't get exposed to D3, and they close the beaches. I mean, everything like that going on is so anti-science. And Fauci stood up there and said, I am science. What hubris. What? And by the way, it's Fauci who invented the idea. Oh, we have, because I was in Brandon, Sarasota. There was that big case in Sarasota. This poor kid had AIDS. And it's Fauci who said he has to be quarantined. Nobody can get near him. Anybody who's, you know, we have to just radicalize everything. He tried remdesivir over on the Ebola virus. It didn't work. Killed 53% of the people that were exposed to remdesivir. And he's got all this remdesivir that they created, and they foisted it on American people in the hospitals.
Intentionally to spike the numbers of COVID deaths while they were murdering people, separating them from their families, and filling them with this venomous, toxic, renal failure-causing remdesivir. That's what was happening.
They're going to divide us by sex. You won't know whether you're a man or a woman. They're going to divide you by race. When we don't care about each other's color anymore, but now we do, suddenly. They divide us by our age groups. Little kids cannot play on the playground with older kids anymore. They divide us by religion. They're bashing Christians right now. It could have been before that bashing Muslims. But the point is, don't believe in anything. Take it all away. Don't raise your children with any kind of hope or ethics. That means they're going to drink and eat and be merry, because tomorrow we die. They have no hope either. It's breaking my heart.
The hope is in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
I was an atheist, and I was very bitter because of all that I had seen, and I had participated unwittingly until it was too late in creating a cancer biological weapon utilizing SV40 and its mutants. And Jesus Christ came to me in a dream and looked at me with disappointment. Do you know what hell is? Having him look at you. Because with my IQ and all the things I knew, and here all I had done is participated in something that could kill people. I almost wanted to kill myself, but Lee said, he told me, please stay alive. He said, please, I want you, because we loved each other so much. He said, please tell my little girls that I was a good guy. That's all.
Well, now you're here to tell the world and through your books.
And,
get them wherever they're sold.
I know my stuff. I just want to say that the any virus that they're going to go and frighten you with, they will create. They've got one in the. I'm looking at what they're doing, and we have George Webb. I really hope you interview him because of what he has found out about. I'll just say we know the base of this comes from the World Economic Forum and from the elites. It's pervasive. It's a world control thing that's going on, and they want to do it. But it looks like, and I'm predicting first, we're going to have a massive cancer epidemic.
Absolutely. 100%.
I predicted furry tongue almost as a joke.
George Webb has been on this program several times in the past. I've got about 30 seconds left here, Judith. So okay. Whatever you were saying.
Watch out for the epidemic. It looks like it will come to attack children. So they'll get all these kids vaccinated. We need to stop mRNA, messenger RNA. It must be illegal, must not be used in vaccines. That's what they're doing next. They're going to have all the babies injected with mRNA. You do not want that. It has to become illegal to use messenger RNA.
Yeah, amen. Incinerate the entire supply. Make it a criminal offense to use it or deploy it. Arrest everybody who's responsible for inventing it and promoting it and releasing it.
Yes.
And sponsoring it and calling it safe and effective and pushing it. And take down every single one of these 5G towers across this country by any means necessary. Lee Harvey Oswald and Me by Judith Ferry Baker. She's holding it up right there. Get it wherever books are sold. Judith Baker, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it so much. God bless you.
You too.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's no secret that they're trying to kill us and our kids. Kill us physically, kill us spiritually. And so, of course, naturally, they will attempt to kill you financially. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. The imminent electronic banking debacle at risk right now. Checking accounts, savings accounts, IRAs, 401ks, investment accounts. They'll steal it all. Protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Plus, get up to $10,000 in free silver when you mention Stu Peters after calling Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. The powerful Stu Peters Show will be back in 60 seconds.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of big pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
A natural and holistic way to treat yourself for your joint pain or your muscle pain or your ligament pain, to boost your immune system, to get rid of toxins in your body, to combat stress and anxiety, to deal with migraine headaches and allergies, try CBD. Try CBD from hemp from God's earth, the all-natural treatment that a lot of people are using for things like Parkinson's disease, kids with ADHD. Replace the poison-pushing doctors that are murdering us with neurotoxins and try CBD with absolutely no negative side effects at all whatsoever. My CBD company is Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide on all of their products. I choose to use Curable because it's a family-owned business, and I know where all the hemp is sourced, right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know it's not going to be filled with pegylated lipid nanoparticles or graphene oxide when I shop at curable.com. You go there, too. Get 20% off site-wide using promo code STU at curable.com.